نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد بعد الجود والكرم اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد بعده الفعل ومرة اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد بعده وصحبه وبارك وسلم
In this dunya, in this world, Allah Ta'ala has in the human being created and inserted a passion, a determination that the human being, every moment, every time he wants to enhance himself, better himself, promote himself. Anything he starts to do, he tries to get to the next level, to advance, to do more. For example, that if somebody opens a store or like a shop, and when he starts, then when he opens the shop, after that, he has this desire, passion that I want to expand it, I want to better it. And for this reason we see, I have experienced this, in this country also, there are people who 40, 50, 60 years ago who came here, and they had no money, they had nothing. Obviously they came to work, people came here to work. And then they came out of labor. When a person thinks about better money, he left the factory work. And then he came towards business. And obviously business here, what can a person do? They weren't too rich. Somebody maybe started this work or this occupation. Somebody put some stock in the car and sold at people's doors, at houses. People used to work hard to try to advance. And whilst you see them that now they're owners of big, big warehouses and they've got big businesses and big buildings and assets, and now khair, their generation, the new generation is coming, nobody will accept that this is how we started the life. They said, no, we are rich from the beginning and we had money from before. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is that if you see every day around you the human being, insan, whatever he does, that for example he says, let me go a bit beyond this, let me go above this, let me go, for example, if it's a job, he wants to get promotion and advance in the job. So that's the desire that's within a person. Whatever he's doing, he wants to get better, betterment. And then he adopts the means to get better. The how shall I get to the next step? How shall I get to the next level? How can I get higher than this? And then there are some key points or criteria. He follows those. And then when he follows those points and criteria, then he starts to get promoted. Improvement. So the reason for saying this is that we also are traveling on a path, and that is the path to Allah's qurb, Allah's nearness. And what else is it? Why are we sat in dhikrullah? Why are we wearing amama? And why have we improved our appearance? And why do we look different to the rest of the world? Say subhanAllah. Are we mad or are they mad? This decision Allah will make, isn't it? Yeah, Allah Ta'ala says that this is Allah's decision, and this is all we can say, is that Allah, you are the one who guides us to the path. In this dunya, whatever's happening, this is the dua of Rasulullah, whatever's happening in the world around us, that Allah, you will make this decision in the hereafter. That were we right or were they right? But we are just following the path, we are following the path. Yes, like madmen. And we are thinking of Allah Ta'ala's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we're just following that path, we're following that path. Wearing imama, keep the beard, wear the white libas, wear the dhoti, and we run to the masjid, go here, go there. And alhamdulillah, we don't just sleep, we run the business, we still work, we're employees. And we still eat just like those people eat. There's no difference. There's no difference, but just one difference is that what path are we working hard on and what path are they working hard on? That's Allah Ta'ala who will decide ultimately. So this is a struggle also, that to leave the dunya and to be unique from the rest of the world and to adopt this path. And the name of this path is suluk. In other words, the path to attain Allah Ta'ala's name is. Now in this, if you're sworn at, if someone jokes against you, mocks you, whatever happens, you see losses. But in reality they're not losses. Yes, if a girl, she rejects your proposal for marriage, people reject you. No, we want a modern man. What kind of man is this? What's this? He does this, he does that. All of this is what? And whoever loses the courage, then he's lost. But the person who sticks, adheres to it, says, no, my path is the right path. And this is my promotion in this path. I don't bother about what others. And he passes the test. Not this, that people, they look at this ideology, we want all the paths of the dunya to open for us. We want ease in our lives. Whatever we want, we need to attain it. Why? Because we're following the path of Allah. And we are doing pious deeds, we're following the sunnah. And whatever business I start, it should run. Whoever I want to get married to, I should be able to get married to. No, it's not according to our choice and desire. No. Here, all of the difficulties and problems, we have to look aside that and follow Allah Ta'ala's choice. Allah says, I'll give you a thawab, I'll deliver you to such a place where you then will take what you desire there. And that is where your desire and choice will run in thereafter. Allah says, I won't say anything to you there. Whatever you desire, you can do. Wherever you put the finger, whatever you want, you will attain. Whatever comes in your mind, you will attain. Whatever you desire will come in front of you. Why? Because there will be your choice and desire. You will be the king there of your choice and desire. Everything will be according to what you want. But a little amount of time here, we have to live according to Allah Ta'ala's choice and desire. So we are following the path, traveling, and we're on a journey of suluk. So if we are on a path, a journey, then we also will have desire for promotion, say subhanAllah. Yes, in Allah Ta'ala's qurb, promotion, Allah's path, promotion, our levels and status increase. This is the desire, not. Yes, Allah Ta'ala has created this desire and want inside human beings. And we also have this desire. Allah's Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in hadith, the meaning of the hadith is like this. That a mu'min, what he should do, that today's day and yesterday shouldn't be the same. He should be unique and different from that. Distinct. Spiritually, his promotion and advancement should happen one or two the next day. If they're the same, then he's gone into loss. So how happy is the man who owns the shop? He says that yesterday I had £100 turnover. Today is 150. SubhanAllah, ya, I'm expanding and tomorrow will increase. Then he'll go home and meet his wife happily and his children happily. One day, that instead of 100, he earns 50. Then home fighting, children he won't like them, wife he won't like them, friends he won't want to meet them, and he'll just turn his face and go to sleep. Oh, my shop's gone down. Happens, isn't it, like this? It happens, yeah? If you see that in the life where we look for benefit. So why should we stay behind that we think we just lie down on our bed? That yesterday and today I'm the same. What's going on here? Muslim, say subhanAllah. So what is this that we're doing? That why am I not getting better? Why am I not improving? If I'm not improving, then I should think about that. I should ponder over that. What's the reason that I'm not improving? Getting better. That Allah Ta'ala has given so many maqamat, darajat, and why am I passing through the same phase all the time? So most definitely, there's something lacking in a certain point, isn't it? And if I don't have that desire, then I'm totally a stupid person that he's working hard and he doesn't even have the desire to get improved and better. And then that's even more weird. Then how can he be satisfied and content on this? This means that he's false. He's false. He's a liar. If you love somebody, yes, then the first stage of love is that you just look through the door, happy, you've just seen that person through the doorway, but you won't be content that person. Then you'll pass through that street again, then the alley again, then I'll open it more full, oh subhanAllah, today enjoyment, my mahbub, today, mashallah, opened the door and looked at me. And then if there's a hint, come, let's sit down, have some tea. Wow, subhanAllah, that there's promotion, advancement. One day, look through the door, then the door open, then the tea, and then the rishta after that. End of story. So if somebody loves Allah, then how will he just accept just being on the same level? Yeah? He will ask, just like Musa alayhi salam asked Allah, that not just that I, not the tree, Allah show something. So this was the passion, desire of the prophets. So, but we don't have this desire, then that's weird as a person. If he doesn't have a passion, a desire to improve, to get better, Allah will say, okay, fine, he desires my qurb, my nearness. And there's a lot of improvement in the amount of improvement you can get in this subject and line. There's no other line that has this much improvement. Subhanallah, the amount of improvement that you can get. That, for example, you're improving and you get the ziyarah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Tell me, imagine that promotion. Can anybody imagine this? That you've just had ziyarah and that tomorrow maybe you will meet him. Subhanallah. And then musafaha. So in this line, in this path of Allah, the journey of suluk is such a fantastic path of suluk that a person cannot imagine. So everything for promotion, for improvement, just like you have a shop, a store, you want to expand it, but you say, oh, let me put this stock here, let me buy this stock, let me decorate the shop, maybe look it better, and you will tell the workers, the laborers, let's put some better glass there, some more lights coming in, so that the displays look better. We do this, don't we? So in this path of suluk, there are also some key points, say subhanAllah. That if, for example, you are alert in this path, then there are points, criteria in this path of suluk. If we do amal on those points, alhamdulillah, then the promotion will start. The improvement will start immediately. If you want improvement, if you desire improvement, then study the points, analyze them, take hold of the points. Just like the business starts to flourish, then if you take these points in suluk, like in the employment, you get promotion. If you do this, you'll get a higher grade, I'll get a higher grade, I'll get a better job, a better position. If I pass this exam, I'll get this position. This happens, isn't it? Yes, if I use this, then this will happen. If I sell this honey will come, then I'll market this and this, etc. In every field, a person wants to improve and expand. If I sell this meat, then I can get a betterment, I can get a better turnover. So again, in this path of suluk, there are criteria and points. So why shouldn't I share those points with you today? So we can improve. That's why we're sat here, assembled together, mashallah. So that we can learn some knowledge and points, so that we can promote, improve. Maybe we've forgotten, so I will remind you. I'll remind you these points. So that those who have determination and passion, they'll grab these points. Ooh, that according to this point, if I travel on the path, then tomorrow I also can get to ziyarah level, mushahidat, experience level. And I can also, the maqamat of Hazrat Mujaddad al-Uthalim, that he explained in this book, that I can also spiritually advance and improve. Remember this, that this desire, this want, all these things I'm telling you to have, this desire, this is not the objective, this is the way, the means. Remember, say subhanAllah, the objective is Allah, our Rabb, our Lord, yes. So these points, these desires are the root, the means. Maybe you've understood what I'm saying. That, for example, to have a determination, to have an interest, to have passion, there's nothing wrong with that. And you can do dua for this as well. Allah, elevate my maqamat, my darajat, Allah, so goodness comes into me. But don't make this your end point and goal. Because then you're wasting time. Then you will come off track in the path to Allah. Allah say, no, don't just dive into just the wants. Yes, we need to get to our destination, which is Allah's pleasure. That's our end point. Keep focused on that. Yeah, just like, for example, you're traveling in a car on a journey. And example, you're on a train on a journey. Maybe you've traveled on a train, maybe. So sometimes you have different tastes people have for traveling. Some people like sitting on a train and they go on trips, excursions. What station's coming? What's outside? What's the scenery? What town is this? Look at these platforms. What tea can you get here? And he starts looking around and enjoying. That's his passion. Another person, he just sits in the car, starts the car, and Karachi comes and I'll get off the car. Or if this station comes, he doesn't know what's happening. The other person sits in a different carriage of a train and he's not looking outside. He doesn't care. He says, no, we'll just get to Karachi endpoint and that's it. So on this journey, some people, they want the experience. Some say, no, let's just travel silently and get to the end and then we'll drink tea. Yeah, when we get to Jannah, then we'll drink the alcohol. We don't want to look at the alcohol here. We don't need to look at the enjoyment. Okay, you understand there's differences. But there's nothing wrong with asking for improvement. You can ask for maqamat and levels. What we need to see is that our maqam that we desire, so that, for example, if you don't desire, then at least have some good request and want, because you should want to promote and improve. So these points, only that person can tell us who has passed through this journey. Say subhanAllah. Yes, that who's passed through the previous station, he has the experience of the journey. He can tell you that in the previous station, this was the hal there, this was the situation there. And when you go next, further on the journey to the next station, he'll tell you the next station, this is what you will confirm when you get there. This is what you'll experience. And he'll tell you the authentic information, or not, reliable. So only that person can tell you your hal, who already has attained to the qurb of Allah, has reached there and they have surpassed all the maqamat. They can tell you which points and criteria you need to overcome and follow. And in reality, with those people, they're the mashayikh ikram, the respected and honorable sheikhs. They're the friends of Allah, the walis of Allah, the people of Allah, and that's their occupation. Mujaddad al-Aftani rahmatullah, what maqamat he explained to his students. If you study, and the friends of Allah, they have already arrived to that end point. So then they explain to their students and they teach them that these are the maqams, these are the levels you need to get to, you need to arrive to them and do these actions and you'll get to this maqam. SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. My Hazrat also told me in turn, my Shaykh told me in turn. My Shaykh taught me and he wrote and told me, and until today I've got that same writing and I repeat them and I read them and I learn them and I try to do amal on them and practice on them. And my heart feels that I should also tell you those points. That just like my Hazrat used to love me, I also love you. But so why are you stopping there? So it's your choice. If you practice, then you get there. We will explain. I will explain. So fantastic. Unique points for what? And also alongside that, Hazrat said this, the maqamat and the levels and the darajat and fuyus and virtues and blessings you'll get, promotion beyond promotion. Hazrat is telling me, not telling you, he's telling me this. He said that you've learned these things now, but let me tell you one point. That all of this promotion and advancement is based on what? If you do this action, then you'll get everything. What did he prescribe? What did he say? He stated that if you love your Shaykh and have aqeedah, belief in your Shaykh, rabta and taluk connection, the more you strengthen these things, the more quickly for yous, barakat, maqamat, darajat, you'll get promotion beyond promotion. So what fantastic points that he has told us. He didn't say, do this wazifa, do this prayer, recitation, do this ibadah, do this worship. We say, oh, tell me wazifa, tell me the prayer, so immediately I can do ziyarah. Tell me what to recite. Everything you will attain will be through rabta sheikh, connection with the teacher. Yes, there are maqams, there are different points. For example, if you want your store to expand and improve, you'll say, if you run this stock and sell this stock, then your shop will start to flourish. If you want promotion here, if you do this, then immediately in your employment you'll start to be upgraded. In the same way, the mashayikh ikram, the respected sheikhs, tell those people who want to get to the qurb of Allah, if you do this action, then you will start to attain. Guarantee they've given this for this. They have no need to say if it is not true. They say this is the point. That your teacher, whoever is your teacher, whoever becomes your sheikh, whoever yourself you accept as your sheikh, he doesn't make you the student. Say subhanAllah. Remember this point as well. Remember this point as well. Shaykh never says to the murid that you become my murid, my student. He has no need to say that. The teacher, he has no need to say that. Yes? This is the problem, that you will have to give the answer to Allah. The files will open in the hereafter. Your files will open in the hereafter. That these children that I gave to you, that did not read the verse of the Quran, where the believing women were instructed, and Allah Ta'ala said to Rasulullah that, oh my Prophet, when the believing women come to you, some mu'min women are sending to you, and give them bayah, give them the pledge of allegiance. Allah Ta'ala is sending his Nabi. Who is sending them? Allah is sending them. So when Allah Ta'ala sends the murid to the sheikh, the student to the teacher, that this person is coming to you, my servant's coming to you, this man is coming to you, and he's mad, he's like a monkey, he's stupid, he's jahil, he's a zani, he's a thief, he's an alcoholic, he's a bandit. When he comes to you and says, Hazrat, give me bayah, then who sends that person? Say it loudly. Who? Allah sends that person, the student. This is a very excellent and strong connection of tasawwuf, this chapter of Islam that we have buried today. And no people have ilm of this and ulum of this today. The knowledge. But how do you attain this? Remember this. From the books, this subject is learnt in the company of the pious elders, the ilmiyat, the institutions, the kitabs, the teaching methodology, the style, the kitabs, all are unique in this subject of tasawwuf. Don't try to compare it to ilmiyat, the learning of knowledge. Yes, the students are also unique in this path of suluk. You know, then Zahir ulum, the students, they question more in ilmiyat, and he asks a lot of questions and he's given promotion. When fiqh, jurisprudence is taught, then the student who asks a lot of questions is regarded as good. But in this path of suluk, when the student speaks more, then he is the most useless of all. They say he is disrespectful and he has got no adab. In here, you have to accept whatever the shaykh is saying to you, you have to accept. Amman wa sadaqna, we hear and we believe. In the path of suluk. This is the difference. And so many other differences I could explain to you. So in this is not this and that, why and challenging and that. There, the student asks too many questions, he's classed as intelligent in the darulums, and he has to debate, and he has to question. Here, in suluk, the tasawwuf, ummum bukum sumyan. That's it. Whatever the shaykh says, aman aw sadaqna, we believe, we accept, jazakallah, we accept. And wherever your brain starts to tussle, he's a failure, he's the most useless student, he will never be able to promote and advance. Here, the most promotion and advancement is he who keeps on listening and does, keeps on listening and does, keeps on listening and practices. We start saying this, is that why, questioning, challenging, whatever, even if it's a dunyawi thing, whatever sort of question, the hasab, what you're saying is correct. This is a unique line and path, if you want to understand. So he's then considered as the best student, top. So the point is explained here, that whatever there is, in this, the most advancement and promotion in the maqam is one. You have to have muhabbat and connection, taluk and rabta, adab, manners. The more you strengthen these links with the shaykh, then your maqamat, your darajat, for use and blessings, barakat, you will start to advance and get improvement in that. Kashf and karamat is jais, it's permissible. Yes, but remember, they're not the end point. But that you won't get this through zikr or wazifa, you'll get it through these connections. And this is very difficult. Why? Because ibadat and zikr, shaitan won't stop you from doing ibadah or zikr, etc. But this is where he will try to cut the line, shaitan. He will put waswasa in your mind when the connection with the teacher. He will create doubts. What's this about the teacher? Whenever waswasa come, bad thoughts, negative thoughts against your shaykh teacher, then that student starts to become destroyed. And loses out and he fails. Shaitan slowly distances him from the teacher and takes him out from the back door, and then he fails in this subject of suluk. End. So then he's come out of the path of suluk and tasawwuf. Do you understand what I'm saying or not? You understand? Look at this point, yeah? Important point. For this reason, this point, when we become weak, muhabbat, love with the shaykh. Love for the shaykh is the most important point. First thing that the Sahaba had with the Prophet ﷺ was muhabbat love. The one companion came after quite a long time, night, tired after a journey, very bad state, condition. He arrived home. When he arrived home after that, his wife's very happy. After many days, my husband's coming. And maybe he came from some journey or expedition. He was hungry. Sahaba's life, you know what it was like. And he came home and his wife, according to the habit, she made the food, presented it very happy. My husband will eat food. He's come. It's night time. He came, sat down, washed his hands, sat down. Soon as he looked towards his food, he left it. Soon as he went towards the food, he left and he stood. He said, where are you going? He said, I don't feel like eating, he said. She said, why? He said, no, my heart doesn't feel like. He said, because until now I haven't seen the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How can I eat my food? This is the hadith. And he left everything and went. Ziyarat, he saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The coolness came, then he came back. Then he said, now I'm hungry, he said. So this is the love of the shaykh. That the coolness, by looking at the shaykh's blessed face, you've attained the coolness. Your heart feels good. Naturally, I'm telling you this. Thousands, thousands of miles after traveling, after spending money to get the sohbat, the company, everything used to finish. Soon as Hazrat Sahab used to look at us, all the achievement was there. Now we said that a person like me who's got no benefit, I can just tell you the stories of my muhabbat, but then my example is not good enough. I'm not worth it, really, to tell you the stories. After some years, I'm going home. My father's waiting, my parents are waiting, and my sisters and brothers coming. After a while, a man goes home, after a few years. Just like, you know, if somebody goes after some, many days. I'm going from here, from this country, or in another country, I used to travel around. I went home, back to my country, and I'm not telling you a fake story. I look, put my luggage down. This is also love with the father. And who doesn't love the mother and the father or sisters? But after some years, a person's coming. So it's a natural thing. It's a unique thing. The love, Allah Ta'ala's love, it overtakes all other loves. So when this is not the love for the Shaykh. These tajaliyat of Allah, our Lord, are there when a person has love for the Shaykh. And we are seeking Allah's love, even through the love of the Shaykh. We're not doing the actions for the Shaykh. We want to see his face, want to serve him, do his khidmat. No, this is a wasila, the means to Allah Ta'ala's love. What's in the masjid? What's in this carpet that we're sitting on? What's on this prayer mat that we're sitting on? What's in the salah that we're praying, the sajda that we're doing, prostration? Nothing. If through these actions we don't attain Allah, then don't do anything. If it's stated that you, Allah Ta'ala says, if Allah was to say, you won't find me in the masjid or in your sujood or through Quran, then will anyone read the Quran? For this reason, the disbelievers don't read it. They don't pray because they don't want Allah, so they don't pray. They don't recite. You understand what I'm saying? They don't want Allah, so they don't come to the masjid. So the reason for coming and doing is that Allah Ta'ala says that you will attain me. You will get my nearness. It's Allah Ta'ala's nearness we want. The objective is not the masjid. The objective is in Quran. The objective is in prostration. The objective is in Kaaba. Nothing at all is the objective. The Kaaba is nothing if Allah Ta'ala could we not attain through it. Yes, the Kaaba is such a thing. Allah says, my tajalliyat, my magnificence is showering down on it. You attain my nearness through there. And so we love the soil and the dust that's attached to the Kaaba. What is Arafat? What is Mina? Tell me. Yes, what are those stones that we pick up and throw? What's in this action? All of this, is this madness that we're doing it? No, there's a reason. So when the person, those who disbelieve, when they see that, they know there's a love that's behind this, and they go silent, they understand. So when they understand the philosophy, even these people who have no iman, that this is due to Allah's love, then they even forced to accept that what an excellent love they have for their Rabb, we don't have this. That how backward we are, we don't have understanding. Okay, that we believe in our gods, they say. But why don't we have so much love for our Lord? That look how sincere these people are. And this is the truth. The same people, I've heard them say this. We say imama beards. And the people from here, they're happy. They're happy. They appreciate when you practice sincerely and they praise you. And when you don't do it, they're sad. They are sad that, subhanAllah, that these people, they say amongst each other, look at this person, he believes in his Lord, and he practices so much. He's sincere in his practice. He won't eat haram and awful things at all. I've heard from us that, for example, he won't eat this. And it's surprising as they ask, that you're a Muslim and you're drinking alcohol, if that person is doing that, you're a Muslim and you're cutting your beard? And we are pleasing them, and they dislike us due to this. And the reality is there's something in it. This is the truth. We want to become like that. And they say that they are monkeys, animals, that they're running after us. And the meaning of this is that their Lord is present. But how much these people are deceiving themselves. They say that they have iman. They say they believe, and they say that they believe in Allah. They say, "Wa ma yakhda'un," Allah says, they aren't people of iman. They are deceiving themselves. And can they deceive? They are deceiving themselves, not their Lord. Allah says, "Wa ma yakhda'un." Yes, Allah says in the Quran, isn't it? That these people are only deceiving themselves. So what is it? That siddiq. We need to create siddiq, sincerity. Muhabbat is such a thing. So in reality, that the Shaykh, the love of the Shaykh that I was discussing, I leave my home, when I got back home, I left my parents, and they said, where are you going? I said, I want to go and meet Hazrat first. And then my father at that time wasn't on the path of suluk, the sawaf, and he didn't understand this path. And he was a worldly person, they were all worldly people. And this wasn't their path, their subject, even I wasn't. But when I became, then I became unique and distinct from everyone. The whole household on one side and I was on the other side. And I had to see that and experience that. The whole household and family on one side. All family, relatives, and I was on the other side on my own. Tell me. So imagine that time and that challenge. What was the conclusion? Then just after some time, 5, 6, 10 years, and everyone's then with me, the family. So this time comes because the reality is the reality and the truth. So then I used to leave everything. I used to leave everybody behind and go. Then when I used to come back, then father is father, isn't it? Then mashallah, I used to get some scolding or sternness. Because father is father. So brothers, what is this? The Shaykh, it wasn't running after the Shaykh. That, for example, we are seeking Allah's nearness, then it's Allah's tajalliyat and magnificence that showers and rays to the Shaykh. And that's when you see your Shaykh, you get the coolness in the heart. There are messages in the company of the Shaykh. In that man's life, there are messages from Allah. And the message, who is the friend of Allah? That when you see the wali Allah, you remember Allah. So that is one proof. Do you understand what I'm saying maybe? Yes, so not when you see the Shaykh, you remember money or the shop or your wife or getting married. What do you remember when you see a wali Allah? Allah is what you remember. Not this, you come and ask, how can I do this? I want this rishta and I've got this problem or that problem. They're all thieves, those people who advise you on this. When you go, just one objective. What is that? Allah is your objective when you go to see your teacher. That's it, end of story. Shaykh, when you go in his company, you talk about dunya. You have stories about dunya. In the Shaykh's company? You have dunya desires and requests? No, this cannot be. Then Qiyamah has come if this is the case. Meeting, you want Allah Ta'ala's nearness, you want to get close to Allah, you come to the masjid. And what is the masjid? The house of Allah, you come in to gain Allah Ta'ala's nearness, and there's fighting in the masjid, talking in the masjid, dunya in the masjid, earning in the masjid, dunya in the masjid, reading Quran, which is the means to Allah Ta'ala's nearness through which a person attains Allah's nearness. And that Quran, you don't understand it, you don't do amal on it, you don't recognize it, you have no connection with the Quran, and you keep repeating the Quran, reciting it. Tell me. You have a Shaykh, a teacher, and you took his hand, and you took bayah, and then you don't even know that what is love of the Shaykh, and what is other manners of the Shaykh, what is connection with the Shaykh, what is taluk of the Shaykh, then this is a weird situation. Remember these points. Just like Allah Ta'ala, you attain His name through the masjid, through the Kaaba, through the Quran. Shaykh also through his company, you attain Allah's nearness. Yes, this is also the path. The tasawwuf subject and the path of suluk is the way to attain Allah's nearness. So if you've gone onto this path, if you embarked on, then ask yourself, how much love do you have for your Shaykh? How much is your happy heart happy by seeing your Shaykh? How much do you feel that just to go and do the ziyarah of your Shaykh? How much do you desire to sit behind your teacher and do a maraqabah and experience that tajalliyat, the magnificence of Allah? How much do you feel in your heart to do this? Tell me. Muhabbat, it should force a person to desire this. Muhabbat, love, is just like my Shaykh is, I want to be like that as well. Just like he is, I should be like that. What he does, I should also do like that. And if you don't have this, if you're lacking this, then this means that the path, do dua, Allah, open my heart, unravel my heart, that the path I'm journeying on, Allah, give me advancement. Why am I not improving? Why don't I have this much love for my teacher, for my Shaykh? Why are there waswasas in my heart? Whispering, negative thoughts. Yes, there should be no limit, no greed, no other want. This is how much a person should have love for the Shaykh, without any limit. Everything sacrificed for the love of the Shaykh, the teacher. Yes, just like the hadith, that until unless Allah Ta'ala says, the Holy Prophet said that you cannot love the Holy Prophet, that until you don't diminish all the other loves in comparison. Tell us, so for us, we don't even get 4 hairs on our chin, and who do we go to attain Allah's nearness? Whose ziyarah do we want? Whose ziyarah do we want? Who is the beloved of Allah? But upon His instruction, we don't even grow 4 hairs on the chin. Yes, though we don't want them to get upset, those people who are against Allah. Oh, mashallah, what a very great statement you've just said. Yes, very good path you are traveling on. So what is this path? What is this tariqah? What is this method? Tell me. Things, something to think about. That person, he can't leave a sin. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is surprised on his lovers. That you are my mahbub, my beloved followers, and you left the hajj today. How can this be? Allah's Nabi Sallam, that what did he know about our tahajjud? But he was surprised. What have you done? So today, why didn't you wake up for tahajjud? Tell me. Yes, how much the connection increases and strengthens between the student and the teacher. So this is the path. If you are honest and sincere, just like the honest shopkeeper, then he works hard. If there's an honest employee, then he works hard, genuinely, and gets promoted. If he's 20 grade, then 22 grade, then 24 grade, then 26 grade, he gets happy. I've got this many shops, big warehouses. How do they attain them? They were on footpaths, pavements, people, when they came here. I'm giving you examples. Who came here with money like that? Who had warehouses? Who had assets? And you all see the people around us for businesses. Where did they come from? So in the same way, the friends of Allah, when they sit down, they see that this man, he used to do zina yesterday, and today look at his maqam so high that the angels are coming for his ziyarah. What has he done? He's done nothing else. He has grabbed that point through which you attain Allah's nearness. He has gone into the company of a wali Allah, and he's immersed in the company of that teacher. So strengthen the love for the sheikh, rabta sheikh, connection with the sheikh, adab with the sheikh, manners with the sheikh. Don't speak loudly in front of him. Don't raise your eyes in front of him. Look and glare at him and accept what he says and what he's pleased with. He grabbed this point and he worked hard on this point. And then what happens? A maqam comes, a station comes, a level comes, taraki, promotion, advancement, improvement. You understand what I'm saying? So here, and a unique point I'm sharing with you, sort of extending that point. I hope you won't mind. It's our night, isn't it? We have the time. Fakirs, mashallah, the long nights, they are good for the fakirs, for the learners. So brothers, so the love of the sheikh, that as long as he's alive, the love is there, and after that the connection ends? No, Allah Ta'ala is prepared for this as well. Those people, they do depart after passing away, but we forget them. Yes, after luring them into the grave, we forget our mother, we forget our father after burying them. We forget our son. Someday we cry, people come, they've got their mourning, his father's died, his mother's died, the father's crying, everyone's crying. After a few days, everybody forgets and everyone runs back into the dunya. How sad. Mother, father, parents, tell me. Are they people to forget? Are they people to forget? And then we due to shaitan's whispering, we say, oh, they've gone, they've died, they're not here anymore with us, and we have no connection with them. Can never be. If the sheikh departs, is your connection with him gone? My sheikh even then gave nasiha on this point. Say subhanallah. And I, all my life, I have to do the same action. That look, that if I took the hand of the teacher, when I went to my hazard, my teacher, I was a different person before that. I was a different human being before that. And at that time, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, the old Prophet of Allah, the believing woman come to you. So Allah says that when I'm sending a student to his sheikh, then look at the difference after that. That you, for example, a believing woman, yes, from a non-believer, you don't know her, etc. And she does nikah, for example. Let's say a person who, that she does the nikah. She's in the name of Allah, and the woman, for example, when she gets married to you, she says, for the sake of Allah, the man says that Allah, in the name, Allah's name, I take this woman as my wife. So it's for Allah's name. And by taking Allah's name, what becomes the hal of that man and the woman? That all lifelong, all other relations are finished and they become together, that bond. Where has that love come from? That even between shaitan doesn't come, there's no quarrels and fighting or no facade and disputes and etc. Otherwise, this is a brilliant and beautiful combination of the husband-wife. Beautiful combination. She leaves everything. Her sisters, mother, father, everything, she becomes his all life long. For the rest of the life, she becomes his. In the same way the husband does this, the man does this as well. He leaves his mother. Yes, yes. This is the game that plays out after he leaves his mother. For this reason, he says that, you know, she says, oh, he's run after his wife, he's always with his wife, he's forced to, because in Allah's name there's so much barakah, Allah's name is coming between, that the husband and the wife are joined together due to the pact they made for Allah's name. And this is in the dunya. But then let's take the example of the sheikh and the murid in between them, the nikah that takes place, not just the name of Allah, rather the sheikh, he introduces the student to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that love, imagine the hal of that love. If you understood the love of the husband and the wife, then imagine the love Allah Ta'ala creates between the teacher and the student. And he's just said, The name of Allah, Allah says the name of Allah between the husband and wife, and then they have children. But the shaykh who introduces the student to Allah and he takes him to the qurb, then imagine that relationship between the murid and the shaykh. The time of death, the relationships of the world are finished. You know the sharia, husband, wife, if the husband dies with wife dies, then she becomes ghair. But the shaykh and the student, even after death, the shaykh does not end, the relationship becomes even stronger after that. You understand what I'm saying? Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying that do dua, pray. Allah Ta'ala's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explaining himself that you will be with those people who you loved in the dunya. Has he not said this? That in the hereafter you will be with that person who you loved in the dunya. Tell me. So does the relationship end? No. So then he is gone, the shaykh's departed. Should you forget him after he passes away? Just like the mother and you've forgotten your parents? No. Then my shaykh at that time, he told me a beautiful tariqah and method. Your shaykh departs, but the connection still you should have with the teacher. Allah Ta'ala has prepared for this. And what is that? Say Nasai and Abu Dawood and Mishkat and Say Muslim, the hadith I can share with you has Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he narrates. Enjoyment is that we prove it with hadith. Sharia. This is not some path of suluk, tasawwuf is not different to Sharia. You'll see some people who have spoiled this and destroyed the subject of tasawwuf, of music, dancing and moving their bodies and doing weird actions. But tasawwuf is a subject and part and parcel of the deen of Islam. Without tasawwuf, Islam is incomplete. You cannot go into Jannah without tasawwuf. Whoever has not done his tazkiyah, he should forget paradise. He should forget paradise. Success is for that person who does tazkiyah. And tazkiyah is due to tasawwuf. Say subhanAllah. This is in the majlis that you're sitting in. That you're not sat in a masjid. We're not mad people. We are doing the real work of the deen sitting here. We're not crazy people. We're doing the real work of the deen. And you're doing great work of the deen. Sitting and learning this. So Allah Ta'ala is prepared. As Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates in a hadith, he said that the person who passes away, I'm telling you the meaning of this hadith, that he's departed, gone into the grave, he's laying in the grave, and his amal have stopped. In the hadith he stated this, and no amal of his will run, he can't pray salah, he can't say subhanallah, can't say Allahu Akbar, even finished, end of the deeds after dying, whatever he could do, he's done. But what happens after that? He's lying down in the grave and his darajat have been increased in paradise at that time. And so here, Allah, what is going on here? Allah said that I have opened up the rules for you, that those you left behind you, they're doing dua for you and the thawab of the dua is reaching you. And they're doing sadqa for you, the sadqa is reaching to you. They're doing ithale thawab for you, requesting Allah to transfer the thawab to you through Quran, sadqa, zikr, whatever good deeds they continue to do, then he will keep on Allah asking Allah to transfer the reward to you. If he names you and ask Allah to do that, Allah says, then I'll keep promoting you. Tell me. So should our connection end with our mother? Has the connection with our father broken? Should we just leave those people and forget them forever? Tell me. So how many people today, every day think that my mother is there, I should go and give money to, when they're alive, say, hey, mother, here's some money, here, take this money. Today, if she's passed away, she needs currency. But when a person dies, then today she needs food. Today she needs currency. And I'll tell you what food they need or what money they need. Yes, and you are the ones who send it. The children. But we don't have yaqeen in these words of Allah. Who wants that to serve his mother when you could give money to her while she was alive and you take it out of your pocket and run here 5 or 10 and she asks for 100, you give 200. And father, you have a lot of love and it forces you to do this. This is dunya. The sheikh's daraja and connection with the student is higher than that. So the sheikh, the connection, how can it end if he passes away? Tell me. Hazrat Sahib used to say then, that one point, he said that you have this connection with me before departing, before passing away. He said, what did he say? He said, remember, it's lazim on you, and you also, he's giving me a warning. Yes, these are the unique ways of the walis of Allah to explain. He said, it's lazim on you, essential for you. And this is a fantastic action and brilliant action you have to do. He instructed me this. What is the action? that you have to keep on sending the ithali thawab to me through sadaqah, through Quran, through recitation of Quran, through dhikr. You have to keep on doing this every morning and evening. You have to ask Allah to send me, give me the ithali thawab. Lazim, make this essential upon yourself. It's farz on you, this compulsory. What does it mean? Why? Now listen to this. And the point I'll explain to you as well. That not in the dunya did the shaykh have need in the world when he said love, have loved the shaykh, have the connection, rab the shaykh. The shaykh did have no need for you. He did not ask you for money, that have love for me and give me money in the world. Even that there was benefit for you, that you'd get Allah Ta'ala's nainis through having the connection with the shaykh when he was alive. And after dying, the shaykh is saying to you that keep sending ithali thawab to me, then I don't have need for you ithali thawab. Even there you will attain Allah's nainis by asking Allah to send ithali thawab to the shaykh. It is the student who will benefit. It will be your promotion, your improvement. What is it again? That for yous, barakat, darajat, everything, you will get promotion and improvement if you do this action. What a great shaykh he was, subhanAllah. Tell me. Who told me? What he told me, I'm sharing with you, alhamdulillah. And tomorrow you should also value this, appreciate just like me. And I'm explaining these events to you so that you can benefit as well. Again, you will get betterment in this and improvement. So today, for your shaykh, when you do isale thawab, who will get the benefit? Who? That how much love has a sahabat for me. So he prepared for me that make this lazim and essential and compulsory for yourself. So that you can keep on improving and promoting and you can get to Allah's qurb. So when you come with a high darajat and grade and status. Every father wants this, every shaykh wants this, that my murid, he gets to the highest rank in the dunya and in the hereafter. Every murid and muridini, every female and male student. But we are the useless students. Yes, so we speak about muhabbat, he gives nasiha to us, advises us, we get upset with the shaykh. If he says something that goes against our habit, we get upset. But the shaykh, even then, he perseveres. We are disrespectful to the shaykh, do bayadabi, we talk nonsense and rubbish, but the shaykh ignores. And we do this on action, or bad actions, or wrong actions, or disrespectful actions. Even then the shaykh says, Allah, the teacher says, Allah, you send this person to me, for your reason I took his hand. Oh, go on, Allah, forgive this person. And such opportunities, the shaykh does dua for the student. When everyone else is asleep, the shaykh is doing dua for the murid. This is how the vehicle, the car of the murid runs by sub. The student says, how come this disease is gone, this illness is gone, or this thing of the dunya has worked for me? How do you know when he wakes up in the night and who's doing dua for you during the night? You don't even know at that time. Ajeeb, unique relationship this is. And he's forced to the shaykh. Why? Because he has married. This is a spiritual marriage. For the sake of Allah's name, he has bought you. He's taken you. And he's recited the kalama, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. He's recited the kalama, isn't it? So do you understand this point now? So for this reason we do khatam al-khawaj gan. When I do with passion and intensity, those people understand this, that those people, they are ancestors in this path of suluk. So when we recite khatam al-khawaj gan and send isa al-iswab to our pious elders, then so much barakat and fuse come from them. So should we leave such a majlis morning and evening and make a fuss? And come into shaitani whispers and come into problems? No, you'll waste your life if you leave this majlis. Nothing will be lost from the shaykh. The shaykh will not lose anything. It's you who are destroying your hereafter. You are destroying your hereafter due to shaitani waswasa. Waswasa and whispering of shaitan will never allow you to do good deeds. Will never let you follow that path through which you can attain Allah's nainis, and you will destroy your life. Now, the shaykh won't lose anything. Allah won't lose anything. Rasulullah won't lose anything. Wumay Sharoon, you don't know that you are giving loss to yourself. Is this not the case? So this is the reason why for ithali thawab, for transferring the thawab, the mashayikh have prescribed such great methods and practices. They said, why is this getting together? Why is it collecting together? Why do we get together once a year? Why are people assembled together? For this reason, so the whole the mashayikh ikram, the favors of our pious predecessors, so that we can send the ithali thawab to them. 1,000 people will come, then 1,000 ithali thawab will combine collectively be sent to them, our pious predecessors. So those who prepare for this, who work hard for this, who explain to people that for the mashayikh, tell me, imagine their darajat and their rank and their status. Yes, Miskinpur, why was there a big ijtama in Gadai Sharif, in Khanka? As Arfi, why do people do the ijtama? Why is there Ithal Thawab? This is Ithal Thawab that we'll do, isn't it? During the Ijtama, our yearly gathering, after a year, mashallah, we do this, alhamdulillah, there will be Ithal with the Fadl of Allah. This year we'll also have the Ijtama with the blessings of Allah. So tell me, in this gathering, assembly, the person will take part, will sit down in the Ijtama, the person will come, person who will work hard, make effort and spend for this, and propagate this, oh, he will spend for this. What reason is he doing this for? That our mashayikh, our pious ancestors, that we will send Ithal Thawab to them, we will send du'as to them. And this is according to Sharia. From the hadith is proven. Rasulullah came once, he sat down, Jama'at, the whole Jama'at of the companions. This hadith is present. What were you doing, my companions? They said, Ya Rasulullah, we're not doing anything. No, what were you doing? You sat here, all of you assembled together, collectively. What did they say? They said, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we're not doing anything. We're just on Allah's favor to us. We're doing the dhikr of Allah for the favors Allah has given to us. That such a great Nabi, Prophet Allah has given to us. Such a great Nabi we have as a Prophet. He's made us ummati of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And through the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we've attained Allah. We've attained Sharia. Sahaba kiram is saying this. So we're extremely happy and joyful, and we're discussing this, and we're grateful to Allah. And due to that gratefulness, we're doing the dhikr of Allah at the same time in parallel. So Allah's Nabi said that you are doing such a great action that I'm watching you, that from my eyes I can see the angels descending coming to your company. So, and subhanAllah's rahmah is descending upon you due to the actions what you're doing. So this is the action that we do when, for the mashayikh, Ithal Thawab, we ask Allah to send the Ithal Thawab. The same thing we're doing. So did the Sahaba Ikram do this or not, tell me? No? So was the Prophet not happy at that time? That look, they don't forget Allah Ta'ala's favors, and they're grateful for this, that when you, subhanAllah, you make effort, Allah Ta'ala taught, the Shaykh taught us Allah's name, taught us deen, changed our name, our lifestyle, took us away from haram, brought us towards halal. We were useless, worthless, and even then we, mashallah, that we will keep on listening to what they say. We don't even accept what they're saying. We don't embrace what they're saying. We do opposite actions, but even they're with us and they remember us in dua. Such a great favor of the Shaykh upon us as students. And after passing away, the Shaykh, we don't even do dua for them. We don't even ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive them. Yes, Allah Ta'ala has already forgiven them. Their darajat and status is so high, but in reality, it's our benefit that we're getting when we do this. That when Allah Ta'ala is happy that my servant, he is so grateful for the favors that the mashayikh, the pious elders and the walis of Allah give them, that Allah Ta'ala will give reward to that person's elevated status due to him being grateful. We can't imagine this. So Allah's karam blessing, then a year after a 1 year, Allah Ta'ala makes us do such a great action. So morning and evening we do Ithal Thawab for this reason, after reciting. Allah says, in once a year, such a great assembly that we work hard. Allah says, come together, let's listen to our Hazrat's words. And then we'll listen and send thawab to our pious predecessors, and we'll recite kalamat together. How much thawab will go to Hazrat Sahib? How much thawab will go to Hazrat Mujaddad al-Haftani? How much thawab will go to Hazrat Bahuddin Naqshband? How much thawab will go to Hazrat Baqi Billah and Hazrat Jani Janam and such Hazrat Samasi Baba? Such great pious elders, Hazrat Bayezid Bastami, all of these are the mashayikh of our silsila. So how much dua then in turn they'll give to us? Then I can tell you that I can share stories with you and events. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Ramadhani wrote an event about how the du'as come from the pious elders, that I give you proof of how thawab reaches. So send the thawab to your mother and father. Don't think that they're dead, they're alive. That we want to get something by asking Allah Ta'ala to give reward. There was a woman, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Ramadhani wrote in his kitab. And there was this lady, and she was a good woman. She used to pray salah, she used to do ibadah, worship, everything was fine. And she passed away, like people pass away. And her son was there. And she passed away and died, she departed. So her son, I'm going to do Ithal Thawab, used to read Quran, ask Allah to send reward to the mother. Read Quran, ask Allah to send reward to the mother. Allah was merciful, so that he could get strength and conviction. And his mother came in the dream, he said, mother... He saw his mother, he was very happy. As I said, that so when the love is there, connection is there. If you love somebody, and when you see that person, for example, in a dream, then there's happiness there, isn't it? So he said, mother, that he had the connection with the mother. He had the love with the mother. If your sheikh leaves this world, and then your sheikh comes in the dream, and how will you see the sheikh in the dream? The person who's gone forever, and then you see him in the dream. Then imagine that experience. Everybody's got a part, isn't it? Obviously, eventually. So you'll only get that experience when you send Ithal Thawab for them and make effort. So when he saw his mother said, son, and death is severe, but what a message she gave. She said it was the night of the grave, is a severe night, the first night in the grave, there's loneliness, oof. But you have achieved a miracle, my son, she said to her son. My qabr, my grave, that the beautiful carpet has been laid out, the cushions and couches of paradise, the windows of paradise, and so much coolness until qiyamah, the cool breeze is coming into my qabr. Ask not why. Why? Because when you read Quran and send the reward to me, my whole life changes in the grave, my whole life changes, he said. And I'm so happy with you, my son, don't ask. Just wait. And all the people of the graveyard come, they say that, oh, you have achieved a great miracle, oh son. You send the reward to your mother and we also achieve benefit. We also attain benefit that time. We have come to us, say thank you to you and be grateful to you that you've achieved a great miracle, oh son. The inhabitants of the graves, and then his eyes opened. He said, I will never leave this action, mother. Ithali thawab, doing good and sending the thawab to the mother. Very great action. The mother is replying to him for the actions. Otherwise, what spiritual power did he have to say that? So all of this was due to his action of ithali thawab. Another event, Hazrat Sheikh Al-Hadith wrote, there was a man. And he was on a journey, he was traveling in the night time. And he said, okay, it's night time now. I'll just pass the night in the masjid. And there was a graveyard nearby, and he lay down. When he woke up, he saw that in the grave, that the deceased started to come out of the graves. And Shaykh Al-Hadith is writing this, and I'm giving the proof here, that Isale Thawab is a fact. It happens. Doing good and sending the thawab. If you send the thawab, ask Allah to send the thawab, then it arrives there, it's delivered. So what happens? That the graves opened up, and they're talking, the deceased among each other. He thought, maybe it's Qiyamah. And after a while he saw the nur, the light. And there's nur in like their containers. And they're distributing out, the angels are giving out to different, the deceased, they're taking it. Like, you know, they're like the bowls, the containers, and the angels are distributing the nur to the deceased. And then they go into the graves. And there was a man there. And he stood there, and he sat to one side, wearing old torn clothes, and he's watching this. Everybody's gone back, and he, the poor soul, he was sad and downtrodden. He's going to his grave. They said, wait, wait. And he stopped. He said, what is all of this? That everyone had containers, they've gone back with the nur. What is the nur in there? And you, why are you weak and you are without anything? Why is this? What's the difference? Tell me. And he said, the situation is this, that we are the dead people. And that this what you saw, that the nur being distributed, that their relatives in the dunya who were alive, who know them, they were sending ithal thawab, they gifted of ithal thawab to their relatives in the grave. And they did du'as for them, did good actions for them. So these du'as become nur. And he, for example, they have a need to eat and their food is nur. Just like here we're eating in the world, biryani or different food dishes or delicacies. Same way in the grave, those who die, their food will be nur. The light. So when you do dua and send ithal thawab, then the nur is presented to those people who have passed away in the grave. That's their khuraq and their food, and they're taking it back into the grave so that they will consume that in their graves. So why didn't you not get any of this? He started to cry. He said, I have nobody for me to think about me, to give me. I had my mother, and she used to love me a lot, and she used to have a lot of affection for me. And soon as I passed away, then after that, she got married to somebody else, and now she's enjoying her time with her husband and other children, and nobody remembers me, nobody pays regard to me. And he was so sad. He said, is this the case? He said, that where's your mother's address? He said, this is the address. He said, okay, in the morning he arrived there. He said to that woman, that did you ever have a son? She said, yes. And died. He said, yes, died. She said, very sad. That until today you've never sent ithali thawab to your son. You've never asked Allah Ta'ala to give the reward of your deeds. You have no love for your child. She said, I have a lot of, and I used to have him in my lap. I used to love him. And now, what love do you have now? What akidah do you have? That Allah Ta'ala has prepared for you to send the thawab. That today I saw him and he is extremely upset and he's complained against you. She's living in the world enjoying herself, but he doesn't do anything good for me. She started to cry immediately. She said, whatever had, he said, go give sadaqah now, and inshallah after today, every day I will read Quran for my child to give sadaqah. I will never forget my son after this. He said, after a few days, then I passed by that graveyard, and I sat down again, and then the deceased, and I saw that child, and he had a beautiful libas, very happy, and he came running to me. He said, subhanAllah, you've achieved a great miracle. That Allah Ta'ala give you jaza and khair, that you have made a beautiful preparation for my akhirah. But don't forget, we also remember you as well. So these are armed common people's experiences. If the great walis of Allah, we do ithale thawab and recite khatam khwajgan in the ijtama and assembly, tell me then how much you will get promoted and improved. How much your maqamat and darajat will increase. And how much Allah's ahsan and favor upon us that He makes us do this. What a great path Allah Ta'ala's umrah happens at that time when you have love and affection for somebody. Yes, this is me, that I sit down and I assemble the people together, sitting on my own. So my brothers, this is the dunya, is a reality. The dunya to come after this is also reality. Don't forget the world to come after this. You have a connection with the hereafter, and that's why we are here. The people who depart, they go. But Allah Ta'ala has opened the path and the methodology to have connection with those who have died, and that our communication is in existence with those people. So for our mashayikh ikram, our respected, honorable mashayikh who passed before us, don't forget them. We are in desperately need for them. Our madarij, our status, elevation in suluk, we are in need of their company, and even today they're hearing what we're saying, and the angels deliver our words to them. So this is the reality. The point that I wanted to share with you, that when they're a human being, when the student wants to increase his maqamat, his darajat, his status, his connection with the teacher for use and blessing and spirituality, if you want to attain this, which is our maqsad, hayat, this is our objective of living, to attain Allah's pleasure. So to attain this, what point have I told you? The connection and love with the Shaykh, and strengthen that. And keep the connection, whether he's alive or whether he's passed away and departed from the world. Keep that connection existent. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen. Recite the Rushdie.
اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد النبي الأمي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذرياته وأهل بيته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا 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 اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وهزلنا وجدنا وخطأنا وعمدنا كل ذلك عندنا اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين اللهم سمتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان وأشهدنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم استقبلنا بسنته ونفعنا بمحبته واشرنا في زمرته يا كريم يا كريم يا كريم يا كريم اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك يا قاضي الحاجات اكتهاجاتنا يا دافع البليات ادفع بلياتنا يا شافي الأمراض اشفى مرادنا يا شافي الأمراض اشفى مرادنا اللهم عافنا في بدني اللهم عافنا في سمعي اللهم عافنا في بصري لا إله إلا أنت ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم ربنا هب لنا أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وأستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين جو بیمار ہیں ان کے لیے دعا فرمائیں اللہ تعالیٰ کو شفا کامل ہے عاجلاً سے فرمائیں یہ خاتم کے والد بہت سخت بیمار ہیں اللہ پریشان ہیں ان کے لیے دعا فرمائیں ایک صاحب ان کے والد بہت سخت بیمار ہیں کافی ان کی طبیعت خراب ہے ان کے لیے خاص دعا فرمائیں اللہ تعالیٰ ان کو صحت کاملہ عاجل نصیب فرمائیں ان کے ساتھ اپنے رحمت والا معاملہ فرمائیں جتنے بھی ہمارے حلقے کے اندر حلقے سے باہر عورتیں بچے مرد بیمار ہیں سب کے اللہ شفا کاملہ عاجل نصیب فرمائیں مرحوم کے لیے اللہ تعالیٰ ہم سب کو جنت اعلیٰ فردوس میں جنت نصیب فرمائیں لبھاں کہ ان کو صبر زمین نصیب فرمائیں وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ نور عرشہ زینت فرشہ وعلیہ وصحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ رب